Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to another episode of 30 Minutes with DailyStraight.com. Our guest today is Diana Talib, who is the New York Trade Commissioner for the Malaysian External Trade Development Corporation, MATRADE for short. Ms. Talib has over 25 years of working experience in both the private and public sector, 11 years as a corporate banker and 14 years in the public service with Malaysia's Ministry of International Trade and Industry, accumulating experiences in international trade promotion, entrepreneur development, and forging government-private sector relations. Prior to her New York posting, Ms. Talib was based in Paris for 5 years from 2009 to 2014 as the Malaysian Trade Commissioner overseeing the promotion of Malaysia's trade with France, Spain, Portugal, and Monaco. While in France, she actively promoted Malaysia and France collaboration in the aerospace engineering services and collaborated with ABE Event of France to set up the business convention called the Kuala Lumpur International Business Convention, KLIA. ABC. Our interview with Ms. Talib today will be centered around the trade and development between the US and Malaysia. Without further ado, let's invite Ms. Talib to the show. Hi, Diana. How are you today?
Hi, June. It's really nice. It's good to hear from you again after quite a while.
Yes. So just a bit of background. I've known Diana for many moons now. I think since she was in Paris as the trade commissioner there, because I had a lingerie brand then and she was helping me promote the brand. So today's interview is going to be talking about her expertise in the same sector, but with the Americans and Malaysia, and what she's been doing in New York, because she's dialing in from New York today. So, all right, let's dive right into the questions. In a nutshell, can you please explain what MATRADE does?
Thank you very much, June. And first and foremost, to all the listeners out there, as well as thank you very much for your time to listening to this podcast, as well as thank you to June Ramli for giving me this opportunity to share my experiences as a trade commissioner, helping to promote Malaysia's trade globally. So as per your question, what does MATRADE do? The main role of MATRADE is basically to promote Malaysia export to the world. So we were established in 1993 under the Ministry of International Trade and Industry. So we've been around quite a bit, and we have globally, we have 46 offices all over the world. And like I mentioned just now, the main function of MATRADE is to promote Malaysia export to the world.
Okay. Yes. So how do you identify which businesses to help? Do they walk into your office? Or because I understand they need to have a MATRADE number before you can start giving them any kind of consultation, right? Or can you just tell me the steps a Malaysian business must take before you can render this kind of help?
Well, technically, you don't have to be a MATRADE member to get help assistance from MATRADE. In terms of how we help Malaysian entrepreneurs or exporters, it can be categorized under different categories. For example, we help in terms of developing the exporters, what we call under the exporters development. Then we have what we call the export promotion. And then the other activities is advisory. Under the export development, it is it relates to the capacity building of companies. So when your question was about how do we decide or select which company to help? So basically anybody that comes to us, for example, if you are new, just a company who's trying to understand what export business is all about. So you go to, that is falls under our advisory services. So we have this unit in our HQ, where you go there and you consult with our officers and you ask the relevant question. For example, what should I do? What kind of product can I export? Where can I start? So this is basically for people who are new. They haven't have any business yet. They have intention to start a business. So on the other hand, there are companies who are already established domestically, but they don't have the export capability yet. So how we help them, that is under, that falls under what we call exporters development. We help them to build their capabilities in terms of, for example, we give them trainings. We give them training. The training also can be the categorized into three categories, I should say. The company who is not exporting, company who are already exporting, but for example, maybe less than 5 years. And also for companies that have their major exporters. So they want to explore new market, they want to expand their market share in that particular market. So our training that we provide to each category of exporters based on their capabilities. I give you an example. If you are already exporting to the US, now you want to go to Canada, or you already present in the US, let's say you want to increase your market share. So we train you what is your strategy. For example, you know, how can you approach the market here? What kind of strategy that works and what kind of strategy that doesn't work? So it's a very wide, I would say it is very, talent needs to each of the companies or exporters' capability. So that is how we help companies in general.
Okay, so what's the benefit of having the matric number? Because I know that sometimes you have to register, right? And then I used to have a matric number before. So I was wondering, is there any extra benefit for that?
The extra benefit is that when you register a matric member, is that you are entitled to access the incentive that we have. If you are not matric members, for example, you know, you will not be listed as in our database, and you will not be able to receive information. But if you happen to go to one of our training programs, we will not turn you away because you are not a matric members. But like I said, the benefit of being a matric members is you have access to our database, you have access to the incentive program that we offer to companies. So that are the advantages of being a matric members.
Okay, and everything is free, right? Your
membership,
your help.
Membership is free. But if you, for example, participate in our international trade show, there is some fee that you need to pay. But during this pandemic, the government, I mean, matric has reduced a lot of that participation fee because basically company are not able to travel abroad. So basically what they do is participate in a virtual trade show or virtual meeting. So there is very little to a small amount of participation fee or free.
Okay, great. Okay, the range of entrepreneurs that you help. You did say just now that you help a lot of people, but what about solopreneurs, like creative entrepreneurs, like one-man show? Does Matric still, give their hand out to help these people?
Yeah, I mean, solopreneurs, it falls under, like I mentioned just now, the different category of exporters. For example, if you are a solo entrepreneur, a startup. Mm. So, like I say, our help, it depends on your capability, right? If you are just starting out, you don't have the export capability. So this is we tailor what is how to train you. But if you are already have the export capability, so this is the program that we offer you. For example, we bring you, if you are, for example, you are providing services, for example, I don't know, for example, maybe animation, I'll give one example. So what we do, we offer you participation in international trade show in animation, for example, in the US or any market that you identify where you would like to, explore that particular market. So like I say, it is for everybody, depending on their capability as exporters.
Okay, great. All right, so that is all I wanted to ask you about Matric to give the listeners an idea of what Matric does. So now let's move on to your post in New York. So you have been in New York, if I'm not mistaken, 2018, right?
Yeah, since July. I mean, middle of officially report duty is July 2018. So it's about 3.5 years now I've been here. I have not been back home three plus years.
All right, great. So just tell me, right, how are Malaysian businesses faring in New York? Like when you go and talk to an American, right, what when you ask them anything like about Malaysia, right, what do they say to you?
I don't quite get that question. Is it from the perspective of business?
Yes, from the perspective of business, because it's a trade office based in a very strategic place in New York. But do you get a lot of people walking in, asking you whether they want to make, asking you about how to go and either Americans wanting to offer services in Malaysia or is it the other way around? So which one do you see more? More Malaysians wanting to break into the US market or more Malaysians? Because I know US is the number one trading partner for Malaysia at the moment. Like, you know, it's been like that for a long time.
Well, I would like to correct it. But actually, US is Malaysia's third largest trading partner, basically. In terms of inquiries, we receive from both sides, from the American companies who wants to source for product and services from Malaysia, or also from Malaysian company who are interested to to find out about market here, potential collaboration, but whatever products they, you know, the list of importers that they want to link with. So we receive both. So how do we help these parties? For example, before the COVID, the lockdown because of due to COVID, so we have several trade promotion program that we organize yearly. Either we bring American or North American buyers physically back to Malaysia to attend what we call international sourcing program. Either that is in conjunction with the Malaysia International Halal Showcase MIHAS the furniture show or the oil and gas show or the aerospace gala ABC, the one that you mentioned in the introduction for my bio just now. So we used to do that, you know, bring the buyers, we call premium buyers, to participate in a pre-arranged business meeting with Malaysian companies in Malaysia. But now, due to COVID, there's a travel restriction, right? So nevertheless, works they have to continue, promotion works they have to continue, which they have to help Malaysian companies, which they have to help American companies who wants to source from Malaysia. So what we currently doing, I mean, all our offices and 46 offices all over the world, we organize a virtual business meeting, what we call e-biz matching. So this we do very frequently because we have been receiving a lot of inquiries. So we match them up with the Malaysian suppliers who are legit and who have the capability to supply. We make sure that those suppliers have the capability to supply. We do the background check first and we make sure that, you know, they're able to supply to the buyers. So like I said, COVID or no COVID, lockdown or no lockdown, works has to continue. Promotion works. We need to continue and to help our business community back in Malaysia.
Okay, some of the notable business projects you have facilitated in the US today. So you've been there for 3 years already. Right. And I know in between there was COVID, but before that, like, was there anything that you helped start up in like one company from Malaysia who was trying to break into the US market and you also successfully managed to help them all the way?
First came here, it was, we did not have that kind of opportunity because do not have the much activities back then. But I give you one example of how one of the projects that I'm quite proud of that I helped one American companies to set up in Malaysia. This company has been, they were badly affected by the US trade war with China. So the tariff, well, they are in the furniture business, the public listed company here in New York Stock Exchange. Mm-hmm. So they were affected by this, they used to produce in China. They manufacture the furniture in China, but because of the increase in tariff imposed by the US, and of course the China as well as, retaliated against the US in terms of tariffs. So their business has been affected. So they came to us to explore and ask us about the opportunities to do to relocate to Malaysia. So what we did, we bring this particular company back to Malaysia. That was in 2019, way before the COVID started, right? So we bring this particular representative to Malaysia to arrange a couple of business meetings with a few companies, furniture companies that we thought are able to produce the furniture that they have been produced in China. So we did that meeting for this particular representative of this company in Kuala Lumpur, in our headquarters, and we also bring him around to visit the factories back in Malaysia. So 1 year later, they managed to find a partner, OEM partner. They did a partnership with this company based in Perak. Mm-hmm. And according to a few months back, we get a feedback from this company, and they say they already producing and already exporting back to the US. And the particular brand of, it's a modular kind of furniture. One of the fastest growing. I mean, they're public listed. So that kind of assisted. I mean, this is just one example of our success stories. Another example is one company who is producing, what do you call that? The water tank for commercial building. So one of the commercial project, real estate development project, which is very huge here, which is not far from where I live, is the Hudson Yard development project. So this particular company supply through an importer. I mean, this importer import this tank, water tanks, installed in that particular development in Hudson Yard. I'm not sure. I think if you remember the Hudson Yard, I'm not sure whether when you were here, the vessel was already open or not, but this is a $5 billion real estate project. So our company, our Malaysian company, because we introduced them to this particular importer, so yeah, they managed to supply to this project. So they are part of that project. So yeah, this is what the example of some of the projects or some of the company that we have on both sides, the Malaysian side and as well as the American side.
Wow, very good. Very, very good. And I wanted to ask you, right, what are some of the mistakes that Malaysian entrepreneurs make that hold them back from breaking into the US market?
I would say that it begins with company. Sometimes they fail to, how would I say, do a research or do analysis on their own strength and weaknesses. So because of that, they sometimes do not know where is the best market to go, what kind of strategy that they can use for that particular market. So because of they don't do that particular due diligence first, so sometimes they don't even know, for example, the pricing strategies or the market trends. I give you an example of the trade show that we're going to organize and participate next month in North Carolina. So some of the companies came back to us even asking, what kind of pricing should I charge? What kind of trend of furniture should I send as a sample to be displayed in the exhibition, right? So this tells you that they don't do their own research. They don't know the market well. So that's the reason why MaTrade is providing this kind of, exporter capacity building. So this is one of a few examples of seminar that we organize, training program to understand the market, what is the trend in that particular market, what are the market entry strategies in a particular market. So we have a series of training programs that we offer to companies. So this is among the mistake, I would say, that company made.
Okay, so this one, I think you've answered this question many times, but I want to ask you again. So has COVID-19 put a dent in the international trade between Malaysia and the US? And if you could supplement some figures, like, you know, if there's any figures of...
No, definitely. Interestingly, the COVID-19, the pandemic, or even the trade war with China, it works to our benefit in impact. So I can give you examples, some figures, right? Year to date figure, which means that as at July, the latest one is July 2021, is a comparison July this year and July last year. So our total trade with the US has increased about 35%. So it's about 41.13 billion. That's our total trade with the US. Yeah. And our total export to the US has also increased 39%. And we have, yes, there is 32.5 billion export to the US, right? And we still have a trade surplus with US totaling 23, almost 24 billion, which is up by 47%. So if you're asking me what are the top five export to the US, yeah, of course, Malaysia's main export is the electronics. So that has increased about 27%. So your electronics is, for example, you know, your integrated circuit, your semiconductor, your diodes are used in the various industry. So that has increased about 27%. Another example is the machinery and appliances. For example, this is your printers, your personal computers, keyboard, all those related to computer peripherals, it has increased about 43%.
Wow.
Compared to July last year, I mean January, July 2020, to compared to January, July this year. So another one that we have benefited a lot because of COVID is, maybe because you asked me what contributed to this increase. So because of the trade war with China, tariff has made Chinese product more expensive. So this is example of my market diversion. So American companies are looking to other countries to source away from China. So Malaysia is one of the countries that benefit from this, right? So another product category or product export that we have benefited a lot, I'm sure you're aware of this, is the rubber product. Rubber product is the, you know, is medical gloves.
The gloves. Yeah.
Gloves. So that has increased more than 200% compared to last year. It's equivalent to $3.8 billion. Another example is our Malaysian furniture. Malaysian furniture has also increased about 39%, about $1.3 billion. So the reason why our furniture export has increased is because of the demand due to lockdown. People stay at home, so they want to look at nice furniture, so they buy new furniture for their for their kids. You know, the what do you call this, office furniture, the tables, the chair, for people were locked down at home, so they want to have to change it. They had to have a nicer environment because they don't want to be depressed looking at old furniture. So somehow this COVID and the lockdown benefited us, you know.
Yeah, I was just wondering, is food anywhere there? Because Malaysia is known for its wonderful cuisine.
Yeah, food is also, it's not one of our top five or top 10, but you know, Malaysian, their Malaysian brand was already available in the market, like your Old Town Coffee. There's even Papa Rich restaurant here. I mean, one is in Flushing, which is in New York. The other one is in New Jersey. So we have Papa Rich and the famous, your roti prata, Kawan from the Kawan, the brand, is also available in the US market. So all your, this white coffee, stout coffee, Ahwat, Aichok, all are available here in the US.
I just wanted to ask you, when you mentioned that I'm from Malaysia, what do the Americans, what is their first reaction?
They have... They know most of the people that I deal with, that I meet, either under the capacity of, you know, the business official or social. Everybody knows, they know Malaysia. I have not come across anyone that say that, where is Malaysia? No, so far people that I met, they know Malaysia. I don't hear anybody giving negative comments or perception as far as Malaysia is concerned. So yeah, I would say that Malaysia is well recognized here. I mean, they know that we produce, if you talk about the business people, they know that our products are high quality. So our branding in terms of product quality, they put us, you know, we are not a cheap producer, and we are certainly quality producers of products.
All right. So the final question is, what is your proudest career moment to date?
I should say that, you know, when I was based in Paris, I started this collaboration with the ABE event to establish this Kuala Lumpur International Business Convention, the one that you mentioned in my bio just now. To get this event to materialize is not easy, because, you know, for a fact that this event, the partner, the event with ABE event, they are the subsidiary of PCI Aerospace. They are well known for their expertise in organizing trade shows all over the world in the domain of aerospace. So they have choices. Mm-hmm. Besides, they can go to Singapore, they can go to Indonesia, right? But somehow I managed to convince them to set up this event in Kuala Lumpur, because during that time, it was around 2011, 2012, the growth of the aerospace industry was, they know that it was in Southeast Asia. There's a lot of company that in airlines, they're buying these airplanes for their airlines, right? So there's opportunities for the repair and maintenance services, or even all those engineering services. So the purpose of us establishing that trade show, business convention, was us to make Malaysia a hub for the aerospace sector in Southeast Asia by bringing together the global players of the aerospace industry, like the Airbus or the Boeings and all their main vendors, to meet up with the suppliers in Southeast Asia region, and this can benefit Malaysian suppliers in this industry. So that was the purpose. So I kind of proud that I'm part of that, the team that make this event materialize, and we hope that this event will continue and benefit the industry.
Oh, awesome. Okay, and all right, that is all the time that we have for today. We have just been speaking to the Malaysian Trade External Trade Development Corporation, MATRED for short, Trade Commissioner in New York, Ms. Diana Talib. Thank you, Diana, for joining us today.
Thank you very much, June, for having me. And thank you to all the listeners out there who are taking time to listen to the podcasting. If you need if you're interested to do business with Malaysia, do contact our office or contact me directly, diana@matrade.gov.my or newyork@matrade.gov.my.
Awesome. Be sure to join us next week as we aim to interview another awesome individual for this podcasting series. Thank you very much.